back. Matt Quinn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, some shocking testimony, in my opinion, to the Justice Department and evidence to the January 6th committee from the former chief of staff, the Department of Homeland Security, Miles Taylor. He was inside the White House. He was inside the government when Trump was in. He was Trump's appointment. And he's testified that Trump saw a way to stay in power by declaring martial law. And that the whole purpose of the insurrection was not necessarily or exclusively the January 6th insurrection to hang Mike Pence, because he had security, he wasn't going to get hanged, maybe they thought, but who knows, and not to delay the certification, but for Trump to declare martial law and shut the country down. Bring in the military, just like in Russia, just like in the Middle East, just like in Africa and Asia, bring in the military and shut it down. And you remember when he cleared out Lafayette Park, the demonstration, he had General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, in uniform, swaggering next to him, while the cops tear gas, beat with batons, and punched in the face protesters who were lawfully there. They were permitted to be there peacefully protesting, so he could walk over to a church, hold up a Bible. He wanted to declare martial law and say all proceedings in connection with the election are stopped. There was fraud, and then just keep martial law until it got to the Supreme Court many months later and just stay in power. This is the testimony of Miles Taylor, the former Department of Homeland Security chief of staff. This is saying that they incited the insurrection. Trump incited the insurrection as a predicate for declaring martial law. Miles Taylor also said that several years before the January 6th insurrection, Trump was fascinated by the martial law power and called it the, quote, magic power. And what was he talking about? What is martial law? By the way, martial is M-A-R-T-I-A-L. Many Republicans in their emails spelled it M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, but it's martial law, coming from Mars, the god of war, martial law. Well, there's an act of 1807. Act of 1807, and it does give broad powers, still in the books, for the President of the United States to deploy the military domestically when, in his judgment, it is warranted. It's very, very vague. And this is a president who is going to do it to simply ignore and overturn an election and stay in power for 4 years. Now, has it ever been exercised before by a president? And has it ever been exercised before to good purpose? And the answer is yes. Ulysses Grant. Ulysses Grant is a far better president than you imagine. He's frequently ridiculed as a drunk and this, that, and the other thing. There's no evidence that he was. And more importantly, his generalship won the Civil War. All the other generals were terrible, and he went in and took care of business. But more important than that, even, remember when Lincoln was assassinated in 1865, the vice president was Andrew Johnson from Tennessee, and he was essentially pro-Southern, and he did everything he could to interfere with Reconstruction and with the various new amendments that have been passed, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. And he was impeached, and he fell short of conviction by one vote. Well, of course, he only stayed in office till 1868, and Ulysses Grant got elected. What happened was the Southern Army, even though they were now civilians, swarmed all over the South, murdering black people and, in effect, reinstating de facto slavery and same kind of slave conditions. And black people were under physical attack. You know what Ulysses Grant did? He declared martial law, and he sent the Union Army down and cleaned out the Confederates again. He'd already done it in the Civil War, and he did it again and reinstated Reconstruction. He's reelected in 1872. In 1876, there was a contested election, Rutherford Hayes against Sam Tilden. Rutherford Hayes was the Republican. Sam Tilden was the Democrat. Sam Tilden won it. The Republican, Rutherford Hayes, and the people in Congress ginned up the same kind of thing Trump did this time and switched some electoral votes. And the South was up in arms about that, and they made a deal, a devil's bargain. Rutherford Hayes agreed that that would be the end of Reconstruction, betraying everything that Ulysses Grant had done and Abraham Lincoln had done. And as a result, you had lynchings in the South and terrible treatment of black people until John F. Kennedy was elected president and the civil rights movement started. 100 years almost 100 years. So now there's martial law as it was intended. Trump perverted martial law by saying that he was going to use it to overturn an election. That is a criminal act on his part, in my view. And I'm still waiting for the January 6th committee to refer him for criminal prosecution and for Merrick Garland to get off the dime here and take care of business. Marjorie Taylor Greene, and this is also a text that's been turned over to the Justice Department, the January 6th committee, texted Mark Meadows, remember the former congressman who was the chief of staff for Trump at the time? She texted Mark Meadows a chilling text. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene now, 3 days before Biden was inaugurated on January 20. So on January 17, 3 days before the inauguration, remember? Everything seemed to be going hunky-dory. There was that terrific young woman who was the poet, remember her, at the inauguration. She was great. It was going to be a lot of fun. 3 days beforehand, Marjorie Taylor Greene texted Mark Meadows and said, quote, some members of Congress think that the only path to reverse 2020 election is for Trump to invoke martial law. This is from Marjorie Taylor Greene, 2 weeks after the insurrection, or not 2 weeks, I suppose. Yeah, 2 weeks. 2 weeks after the insurrection and 3 days before the inauguration. They're still at it. They're still at it. Do you understand that the Republican Party, and this is not just Trump, it is chiefly Trump, but not just Trump. She said members of Congress, some members of Congress on January 17 thought that martial law should be invoked to reverse the 2020. Who were they? I have a good idea. Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, Louis Gohmert, Mel Brooks, Mo Larry and Curly, Matt Gaetz, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, the usual suspects. No doubt in my mind it was they. And maybe more. I'd like to know who else. How about Scott Perry of Pennsylvania? I suspect it was he too. Come on. 3 days before an inauguration where Biden beat Trump by 7 million votes nationally and 302 to 236 in the Electoral College, and these treacherous clowns in the Republican Party are talking about martial law 3 days before the inauguration. Republican Party is drifting slowly towards fascism, and fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.